Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Hello, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show, Tarot, Podcast, and TV. Excuse me while I sip on my turmeric tea. It's quite hot. And delectable. But quite hot. So, yes. Yes, Lizzo, yes, okay. So, this is going to be a long post, but y'all know that evolution is inevitable. It's inevitable. And even for those who fight it, want to say, no, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. And you guys know I'm talking about this twin flame journey. This is a twin flame journey debunking my own story as I see it. So, I just noticed something about myself, like, this morning. I noticed that I don't even see things the same anymore. Like, okay, the spirit guides constantly let me know what's going on in my 5D and 3D existence, right? With signs and wonders. So basically, like now when I see the numbers, the angel numbers is what they're called. Angel.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
And when seeing the angel numbers, there is a specific meaning to this actual number. But then you can break down that number. Like, you could break it down. You know what I'm saying? And, oh my goodness, now that's what happens to me when I see an angel number, when I see a number on the cards. Because I didn't know what those numbers meant at first, right? It was like, I'm reading the tarot cards, and I'm learning, and, you know, I'm getting there, whatever. And I would see, like, a 54 card. Didn't know it broke down to a 9. Or a 33 card. Didn't know it broke down to a 6. You know what I'm saying? It's just stuff like that. And a 22 card. Didn't know it broke down to an 11-11. You know, so I started seeing it. And it clicked. Like, I wasn't doing it, like, at first. And then I did this one reading, and it just clicked. It just clicked. And now, when I see numbers, I don't even care what time it is. If it's been, if it's, you know, put in my path or whatever to look at the number or whatever, I can break it down. Oh, it's so weird. It's like a newfound, it's like a new ability, you know? Like when you realize you're a superhero and you start getting all your superpowers, and they don't all come in at once. They start like staggering in, and you start being put in positions to where you have to use those abilities, and then your new superpowers come out. It's a little disconcerting at first. But, you guys pray for me, because like I'm battling, well, I'm having a lot of dental work done, and I'm battling the crossover. You know, when you hit middle, in between, well, it's not even a middle age, because we're supposed to live till 700 years old, really. We are. 500 is young. You're supposed to be able to be here, be around here for 500 years. That used to be the minimum, the average age. Now people are dying like flies, right? Young, dying young. And so now when we see somebody who made it to 90 or 100 and they're still spry and can walk and talk and have all their fat, still driving, can still see all this stuff, we are so mesmerized, like, what? How is that possible? And honestly, you know, your mind can survive. A lot of people who die with these debilitating mental diseases, Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, stuff like that, that's partly, you know, worms. Actual worms, I know, sounds crazy. Parasites and worms. We live on a planet that is very parasitic. And we aren't equipped to deal with it. We've only tapped in deep enough to have a menial existence, a menial survival rate. But we haven't tapped in. We have not tapped in, because the food we eat is killing us, you know, and we can't get away from it. You know, it's killing us. And then when we do get away from it, we start to deteriorate, because we need certain, it's almost like, we need certain bacteria in order to function and thrive on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So when you start taking out protein and fish and dairy and stuff like that, you start taking it out. In the interim, sure, you start feeling better. Sure. But in order to keep up that type of lifestyle, you literally have to go off the grid. You would, because you would be surprised as to how many vegans that I know and vegetarians that I know
that smoke like chimneys, yo. Smoke. Cigarettes. You'd be surprised as to how many Asians that I know that smoke like chimneys. But then they eat all this raw food and all this, they utilize the whole part of a thing. You know, like I've seen, I follow this cooking show, a few cooking shows now, right? A few cooking channels, rather. And it's just so amazing the differences in how we eat across the world. So Americans, you look at the food and, oh my God, you're salivating. You're salivating. I follow this lady called Betty Plates and Black People Cook and stuff like that, right? And honey, when I tell you, you can smell those creamy jumbo shrimps and stuffed in cheese and potatoes and you can smell it through the phone. You can taste that rack of lamb searing with all those spices and made with love and that nice string of fat right there giving it more flavor. You can taste it through the phone. Okay? You can taste it through the phone. The thing is, I have another show I watch, and it's in the Caribbean. They cook a lot natural, more natural, but you know, they utilize the things from the land, which is more natural, right? But still, you know, certain things are indigenous to that area. You know what I'm saying? That area, that climate control. And then you, again, and I mean, you could taste the food. You could see the richness of the food and like, oh my goodness, right? And then I have an Asian channel that I watch. And basically, same thing. I mean, they'll take a cucumber, slice it down. And before it's done, they've used every piece of the cucumber. And they've made some type of vegetarian dish with their pasta, with their, they made the wrap that it goes in, everything, right? And while it isn't dripping with goo and grease and this and this and that, it still looks very, very satisfying. Right? And I can see making a lot of these dishes. I can make all of them. But I see how the difference is. Like, for Americans, in the American culture, in I'll just say that, which is predominantly Black and you know, white, right? In the American culture and Latino culture, we use a lot of different things that in our cooking that clog arteries. I mean, literally just clog them up. In the Asian culture, in the cooking, they use a lot of things that keep the arteries clean, that flush the arteries out, right? So when you look at how to survive in this bio-germial existence and still maintain health and wellness, still limit the amount of worms that are attacking our brain on a daily. That's why I check my Instagram and YouTube. I posted, hopefully on the YouTube, it came out not upside down, hopefully. But I posted an example of one of my spiritual healing baths, which...
Talk show. We'll be right back, and don't go anywhere.
point in all this? The point that I'm making is there's going to come a time when adapting to your surrounding and following a certain protocol is not going to suffice anymore. You literally have to tap into your inner self, to your inner superhero, because there's so many obstacles coming at us. I mean, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, to where you just look up and you're like, well, I'm just gonna give up the ghost, fuck it. Like, I'm tired. Nah, no giving up the ghost, no getting tired. Mm-mm. You know? And like I was saying, coming up into a certain age, I refuse to accept the law of the land's theory. I refuse. I have people, you know, in my family that have lived, oh my goodness, past their hundreds, and can, like I said, still drive. So, I think that we should be healthy and happy, and I think that we should repel things that try to come and do us harm. I think that you should guard your life, and not only your physical life by eating right or exercising, but your spiritual man by doing meditation and even, you know, transcendental meditation. And you know, that's to me like a meditation that we all could do in this hustle and bustle of life, because you know, you still have to be here. Certain things are going to come against you, divine feminine, divine masculine. They're going to come at you in a way that challenges your center, challenges your inner self, challenges the levels you've ascended to, challenging what your growth process. And when they do, just take a breath. Take a breath and allow your spirit guides to guide you into what you're supposed to do or how you're supposed to respond to that. Because a lot of the warfare is completely spiritual and mental. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Why do you think a lot of divine masculines and feminines are tortured and they're not even with the person that's torturing them? It's mental, it's emotional, it's spiritual. So like, we try to guard our bodies and we try to take good care so that we can live a healthy, happy life of longevity and prosperity. The same is true for our emotions and our spiritual man. Oh, I just looked at the time. It was 3:33 on the timer when I said the same is true for our emotions and our spiritual man. You know? Because it is. It is. If you do not tap in and see that this is a spiritual war for your sanity, for your spirituality, for your center. Because think about it, the more of us that ascend, the more of us that become connected to source and spread the good news of the ascension process, the better people become. And when more and more people are subscribed to a single theory that says, hey, we're going to do better, period, then that starts to cause an energetic, chemical, spiritual alignment that can heal our land, protect our minds, grow our bodies, and keep us truly, truly connected to source. it's beyond time for us to have this. It's beyond time for us to have come into this understanding. It's beyond time. So with that, I encourage you, my beauty beauties, to move beyond the basic biodegrading understanding, lifestyle, and emotional positioning that you've always been in. Move beyond it. Just cutting out meat and protein, trying to stay away from low-level vibrations, it's not gonna be the end-all, be-all. Sitting in your little bubble trying to meditate and not engage with the public is not going to be the end-all. Sitting back talking about how everybody is dumb and how this person is lost and that person is lost, but not offering another road for them to go down. You want to talk about them. You want to say they're lost and they're subscribing to this false paradigm, but yet you're not there guiding them out of the false paradigm. So in my opinion, you need to shut your damn mouth. If you're only talking about it and you're not being about helping people figure it out, you're not giving them a word, a message, you're not teaching them a way to survive, you're not, you know, showing them by example that what they desire can be there, showing them how to manifest. If you're not that person, then shut your ass up. And go sit in the corner somewhere. Because all you're doing is being a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, and it's annoying. We need solutions. We need solutions for this day and age. We need solutions for understanding our lot in life. We need solutions. Be a solution, not a contributor. And with that, I wish you all love and light. I want the best for us. I want us to grow. I want us to evolve. And every day is an opportunity to evolve. Is today going to be your day? Are you going to make a complete about face? Are you going to stop talking about it and be about it? Are you going to do it today? It's today today. Let today be the day. I love you, my beauties. And as always, say it with me. I'll see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Ciao, Baylas. Ciao, Baylas. Mwah. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!